At Rosie on the House, we want you to get out and enjoy the great state of Arizona. That's why we bring you the Arizona Staycations. Pick up your car at Sanderson Ford. We'll set you up and your accommodations. Plus Sibley's West, Arizona Gift Shop, Soretta's Candy, Coyote Ode Cookies, Sphinx Date Ranch, Cactus Candy, and Arizona Highways always provide some swag for your trip. Win your Arizona Staycation. Register now only at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Well, hours in live radio are the fastest hours in my life. And I we've got so many unanswered questions and so many things floating around in my head. But what's the takeaway to all of this? What can we do?
Well, I would say from my perspective is just the fact that the things that you're consuming every day start with valuable resources. And, you know, I'm sure Sarah might focus on the water, but in terms of food, you know, food waste, you're wasting water. You know, it's when agriculture, it's the consumer, the person out in Phoenix right now driving their car or whatever they've eaten today, they've, you know, that water has basically been used twice, right? It was used when we put it in the ground to grow something and then when they ate it. And so just having more perspective about how there are people in this, you know, state and in the world trying to balance water with food, food production, water for food production and water for drinking are not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. But consumers need to be conscious of it and in the way that they consume these things.
And the decisions coming down for the rationing.
Not rationing. But a cut in the amount of water that's delivered to the Central Arizona Project, which delivers water to Central Arizona and Tucson.
And there, you know, I'm going to sort of oversimplify it, but given the circumstances, right now what we're looking at is either water completely eliminated from Pinnell Agriculture off of the CAP. They will still have access to some groundwater, but not enough. It would result in 40% fallowing of all the farmland in Pinnell County. But there are solutions. There are solutions to that. And then those are the things that we've been talking about in these meetings that Sarah talked about. We're talking about how can we mitigate for agricultural loss, because the loss of agriculture is important to all of us. And so the solutions are there. It's just slogging through. It's slogging through those solutions that can be very complicated. And so
we need for Arizona to participate in this proposal for managing shortage on the Colorado system. We need our state legislature to pass a bill. And so we're trying to get to the point in these discussions where the legislature would pass a bill and the governor would sign it. And the leadership of the legislature is in these discussions involved.
Talking water here at Rosie on the House, primary hydration, sanitation, and agriculture. We'll have to break down the percentage of which one of those we use. How much of
it's hydration? It's fascinating. How little we actually need is really interesting. I'd like to ask you a question, and that is, what do you think is the largest irrigated crop in the U.S.?
Irrigated crop? Is that just like flood irrigated,
what
or just
the
just
most multiple? Irrigation in the United States?
Crop people.
That's pretty good. The answer is lawns.
Lawns.
Grass. And of course, you know, I don't know how many acres of lawns there are in the valley, but we grow a lot of grass. And one of the best things we can do as individuals to respond to these, you know, potential shortage and to the existing drought, we're in our 19th year of drought, is to look at our water we use outside. The water we use inside is pretty much captured and reused. About 93% of the water that goes down the drain or is flushed is reused in Arizona. We're a national leader in reuse. But the water that we use on our lawns and trees and swimming pools, that can't really be captured. And if there are ways to reduce it, if you have leaks in your irrigation system, if you're overwatering, those are really good ways to help us address the drought and potential shortages.
And all this rain we got in October is great short term. Mm-hmm. That's snowpack up in the mountains.
Yeah.
That's where that water comes from.
And for SRP, it's largely snowpack up in the White Mountains. So we really want snow in these two mountain systems.
If you've listened to the program before, you've heard us talking about AMWA, Water Use It Wisely, Watering by the Numbers. That's a great resource for homeowners. What other resources on water management are available?
Well, agriculture is going to continue to try to improve their irrigation efficiencies in what they're doing. But like Sarah said, you know, the consumer can go to certain places. Part on the agriculture side, we need people to understand is what we do with that water and how we're trying to use it efficiently. And so Arizona Farm Bureau will have videos posted coming up here pretty soon. We're going to have a series of videos about water use in agriculture and why it's so important to us and kind of, you know, where does the priority lie in Arizona in terms of water use for agriculture? You know, is it going to be a high priority for people or not? So.
And that's your Arizona Farm Bureau President, Stephanie Smallhouse. Thanks for driving up from Stafford?
San Manuel. I'd like to say you were
close. I
knew
it was one of those S-towns. Backside of Tucson Mountains. Sarah Porter from Arizona State University. I'm just going to shorten that intro
fine.
For time
that's
here.
Fine.
Resources for homeowners, business
the one
owners.
I mentioned before, ArizonaWaterFacts.com and also DroughtFacts.com. Those are really good places to go and get information about what's going on with water now. And then finally, I would second the AMWA, the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association, AMWUA, website where they have really good guidance for homeowners for reducing water use.
And that's 14 municipalities in the Phoenix metro area that got together a couple decades ago and put together this Watering by the Numbers resource, mm-hmm. how to use water wisely outside your home, inside your home. I don't know a master gardener out there that doesn't hold that as the how to water your plant standard in the area. So it's a great resource. And even though it was designed by cities in Maricopa County, it's a universal application people could take to Flagstaff down to Nogales.
So. It's really great.
If you'd like to listen to this hour again, it'll be available. Gary, how fast are you going to have this up on the podcast?
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
There you go.
Give them about 2 hours. It'll be up at rosieonthehouse.com, or if you already subscribed to the podcast, it'll magically appear here a little bit later this afternoon. What a fascinating hour. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.